Is that not how they explain the Big Bang in school?
There's
Something
no
blew up in
explosion.
space.
It's a nickname given to something. Do you have a tailbone? Oh, so you have a tail? Oh, so you have a
No.
tail. But
Name.
you just
But you
admitted that
just
you
said
have a
that. You
tailbone.
but you just
But you
said
just
that.
admitted
Because
that you
that's what
have a
it's for.
tailbone.
But that's what
But
it's
you just
for. And
admitted
that's
that you have a tailbone.
because
But
that's
you
what
just
it's
admitted that you have a
for.
tailbone.
Because that's what it's
But you
for.
just
And
admitted that you have a
like you just
tailbone.
said, the big but you just said Big Bang doesn't mean something exploding.
I would prefer talking about evolution, I guess.
All right, evolution. So you believe that you came from a monkey, but there's still monkeys on the planet.
Yeah, there's no pro. That's really not exactly how it happened, but there's literally no problem
Okay,
with what you're saying.
so you believe that you was a little fish in the water that came out the water to start walking on four legs that turned into a monkey that turned into a human. But fishes and monkeys are still here.
Where are you from? Where do you live?
I am from Los Angeles, California.
500 years ago, where were your ancestors living?
In America.
500, you're Native American?
Yes.
Are you a
Yes.
Hotep?
All a what?
Are
No,
you
I'm
a...
a Cherokee.
Oh, okay. That must not... Is that you in your profile picture?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Looks like an African
Oh,
American. My
you oh
bad.
so yeah. I've never been to Africa, so I'm not African American. I have no ancestors that came from Africa.
Okay.
So
Look, so I was racially profiling you, my bad.
that's cool.
Well,
I'm not
if we
tripping
went
about that. Race isn't real. Like, where are you going? Did you make it?
ethnic groups are real, but races
Are you
aren't
still
real. Yeah. So
yeah, no,
anyways,
it's not, bro.
ethnic
But
groups are
anyways.
yeah, we're not going
So
down this road.
anyways,
So we'll just
monkeys
stop.
are stronger than
JV,
humans.
stop.
So listen,
JV,
monkeys are stronger than
stop.
humans.
Stop it.
So how are we weaker than monkeys? That
JV,
means we
are
de-evolution.
you not listening on purpose or what?
No, I'm just trying to get to your point of evolution, how evolution
No,
is
we're
fake.
still on your first point about how your point doesn't
Okay.
prove anything. So I live in California too. Now, 500 years ago, my ancestors were living in Scandinavia. Guess what? People still live in Scandinavia. So
And people still live in America.
it's possible for your ancestors to have been something else. To have been from somewhere else or to be something else and still
No,
exist at the
yeah,
same time as you.
I agree. I agree that I agree with
Did
that.
you know that? Did you know that we bred dogs from wolves?
Duh.
Well, wolves still exist. How can dogs come from wolves if wolves are still around?
What? How much DNA in a dog has of a wolf? How much of that DNA?
Four.
4%.
No, just four.
4%.
No, I didn't
Just
say percent. Four.
four what?
Four DNA.
Four DNA of a wolf.
Yeah, four DNA of a wolf.
What does that mean?
It's the number between three and five. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, so that is
The
so you're
point
saying that
is,
as a percentage,
the
right?
point
As a
is,
percentage,
you can
they
evolve
have
from
4%
something.
of wolf DNA,
No, it's
right?
just,
Is that
no, it's
what you're
not
trying to
percent.
say?
It's just four DNA.
What does that mean? Four DNA. What does that mean?
I
Because
don't
you
know how
can't
to.
just say that and just be like, oh, it's just four. Like what are you talking about? What does that mean?
If I have to explain it, then you wouldn't get it. But we'll just talk about so
No, explain it. Use your
there's no
pseudoscience
re
to explain it.
Bro, I'm messing with you. Just calm down. So anyways.
I know you are because it doesn't make sense. Just like evolution doesn't make sense. That's why you're trying to
No, it
keep
makes
running around in
perfect. It
circles.
doesn't make
It does
sense to
not.
you, but
It
that's a
does
you
not.
thing, not an
If
evolution thing.
monkeys are stronger than humans, how are we weaker than monkeys if we evolved? That means you became,
We
that means
didn't
you become
evolve.
better.
We didn't evolve
That
from
means you become
anything that
better.
currently exists.
Okay, so what? So what is your argument about evolution? Explain evolution.
JV, did you know that a wolf could really easily kill a chihuahua? So how did chihuahuas come from wolves if chihuahuas are
You
weaker
know
than wolves?
chihuahuas isn't a real like isn't real dog DNA. That is something that's they scientifically made and created. That's
No,
not a real dog
it's
species.
just breeding. It is a real
No,
dog species.
it's not a real dog species. That's not one of the original species of dog.
They're literally
That's
dogs.
not the original species of dogs. Like do
Of
you know
course
that,
it
right?
isn't.
You
They have changed over time.
like bulldogs and shit like that, them little bulldogs. You know those aren't real dogs that was
Give me an example of a real dog, since you're being a useless pedant.
A German Shepherd is a real dog.
Did you know that a wolf could kill a German Shepherd pretty easily?
Yes, I do know that.
Okay,
the wolf is
well, then
German Shepherd.
Then German Shepherds didn't come about? From That's wolves not... because the German Shepherd is weaker than the wolf. Therefore, dogs don't come from wolves. Welcome to your own worldview. See how dumb it is?
No.
You don't see how dumb it is? Okay.
Nah, no. So
you're the one okay, JV, let's rewind. Here's what's going on. You think that something can't come from something else if it becomes a weaker version. But you know for a fact that dogs that are weaker than wolves came from wolves. So you need to abandon that claim, that argument. It's not true according to you. You're muted, JV. You can unmute yourself whenever you want, but we're not going anywhere until we get past this
point.
That's
my fault. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about
it. That's my fault. My bad. So what are the original dog species, like the originals?
There's no such thing as the original dog species.
They came from wolves. So what was the first species that came from the wolf that was a dog?
Well, we have no idea what it precisely would have been because that happened like tens of thousands of years ago. But there wouldn't have ever been a first. The way evolution does not work. Buddy, no species gives birth to a different species. That's not how it works. There's no first of anything.
The first human beings on the planet was black and every race came from black, so...
Yeah, do you think that one day two black people gave birth to a goddamn white baby?
Yes, it's called an ebino.
You think that albinos are what Caucasians are?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
Because it all factors on the climate that you're in. That's what changed people's appearance. Like the Saudi people of Africa went to Asia and turned into the Asian population. This is a fact.
And you think that that happened because at first they were albino black people that just became, and then they moved to different parts of the world?
I feel like they was all black and they moved to different parts of the world and had babies, and the climate that they were staying in changed. changed. How they
are
look.
You,
yes, that's what
are
I
you,
believe.
Are you somehow unaware that black people today have albino children sometimes?
Duh.
And are those children white?
If they go and breed with a different race, then yes, their children will come out. They wouldn't come out black. They will come out a different race. Yes, that's what I believe. Yes.
If two different albino black people have babies, their parents are somehow... albino black, but their children are white.
So they're gonna come out in different climates. Their eye color would change. Their hair would grow different. All that.
Where did you get this information from?
From your science.
No, I taught science for a decade, and believe me, we don't teach anything like that.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
No, we don't.
Yes, it does.
No, we don't.
Yes, it does.
So in school, you were taught that?
Science.
So no, you weren't taught that.
That's what you're
talking to a science
teacher
who has worked with...
You're not a science teacher. I can come on here and say I'm a doctor. How will we know that you're a science teacher? Because you say...
I'm literally a credentialed science teacher. I could pull up pictures of me in my classroom for you.
I could pull up pictures of me in a doctor's classroom too for you.
So you just are going to deny every single thing that's told to you?
No, because you all here just try to make it seem like, oh, yeah, I'm the smartest guy ever because I am a science teacher.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you what I know. If you came up here and said, hey, Peterson, I'm going
to
talk to you about the Roman Empire, I would default
to
you because I don't know much.
I'm a teacher. That's all you're doing. That's all it is. I went to school and learned from another man that taught me that I fucking memorize everything that he taught me and gave me.
That's how you
become
a teacher.
Teacher.
It's a career.
Yeah, so
you
not,
have to
so
be
you're
licensed in it.
You're not learning anything. You're just
yes, I
just
am.
What somebody is teaching you.
That's what you're learning
not,
is.
Not,
what the hell are
not,
you talking
you're not,
about?
You're not trying to see.
JV, what do you think
real.
Learning is?
You can learn without a teacher, bro. You can go learn things on your own without a teacher.
Name one example that you've done that's like that.
The Big Bang Theory, evolution.
You learned those things without a teacher?
Yes, because you think
you built your own telescope.
You think you can destroy something and it could create life, and that is
no, JV. Nobody is dumb enough to believe that. But there are people that are dumb enough to believe that other people believe that.
Big Bang equals fact. So you believe that you can destroy something and it can create life. So you believe the Big Bang.
JV, you're muted. Okay. So shut up. So you said that you don't use other people to learn. And when I asked you for examples of that, you referenced the Big Bang. Okay, so how did you build your own microwave telescope to detect the evidence of the Big Bang? How did you do that? Or did you just go online and learn about the Big Bang from other people? How did you learn about the Big Bang, JV? Give us the answer whenever you're ready.
Is that what you believe, that things can blow up and create life?
JV, how did you learn about the Big Bang?
So you believe that you can destroy something and it could create life. Give us evidence.
How did you learn about the Big Bang, JV?
Bro, stop ignoring that question and give me an answer. You believe that you can
I pinky swear that I will answer your question after you answered my question that I asked you first. How did you learn about the Big Bang, JV?
In school.
So from other people.
Yeah, and so it never made sense, and that's why hypocrite. I questioned it. I mean, you can say I'm a hypocrite, but what I'm telling you is I'm not going up
and
somebody
you
just
prove
told me
it.
Without proof. So yes, I learned that in school because I went to school.
What the hell do you think science? What the hell do you think science does if not gather evidence?
Science is proof. Like you can study the body. You can study rocks. You can study plants. You're talking about pseudoscience.
You can study space too.
No, you cannot. Space isn't real, bro. Like, I'm sorry to tell you this. You believe people landed on the moon? That's what you believe. You believe people landed on the moon, bro? You believe they shooting people out in the space right now, bro? That's what you believe? In a rocket? Exactly. You're gonna have to pause then. Okay. So like I said, so you believe that you can blow something up and it can create life. Can you give us proof?
I'm not addressing your unbelievably stupid false version of what you think it is.
How is that stupid?
Because it's incorrect.
Can you show us proof? Can you blow something up right now and it create life?
That's not what the Big Bang is.
Yes, it is.
No. How did you come to that conclusion?
What is the Big Bang? Explain the Big Bang to me.
The expansion of space.
And what happened with the Big Bang? What is the Big Bang?
What did the Big Bang?
What happened?
The universe, the space between objects in the universe is expanding. We've known this for over 100 years.
So they don't teach that something exploded in space and created the stars.
No, they don't. What happens is
they do.
What happens is they teach you that the universe is expanding, and idiots that can't read or listen misinterpret it, and then they go on the internet and make a jackass out of themselves.
So science never said that.
Bro literally doesn't know ball.
Planets, stars, and moons. Is that not how the Big Bang? Is that not how they explain the Big Bang in school?
There's no explosion. No. If somebody says that, look, somebody has to be the world's dumbest or worst teacher, and maybe that person did say that, and maybe they happened to be your teacher.
Why is it called Big Bang?
That is possible.
What is the definition of bang?
I have no idea off the top of my head what the definition of bang is. It's a nickname given to something. Scientists aren't in the business of saying, well, yeah, we got to create a nickname, and the nickname has to be 100% exactly what the idea is.
So, My whole life growing up, they told us that the big something exploded in space and created stars, moons, and planets. And you're saying, you're a science teacher, and you're saying that didn't happen.
Correct. It's not an explosion. Do you have a tailbone?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you have a tail?
No.
Have a tail. Oh, then how did but you just admitted that you have a tailbone.
But
you just admitted that you have a tailbone.
But
you just admitted that you have a tailbone.
Because.
But you just admitted that you have a tailbone.
Because that's what it's
called. But you just admitted that you have a tailbone.
But you just said Big Bang doesn't mean something exploding. It's just a nickname. It's just a name that they came up with, just like the tailbone.
Yes.
Okay, so you just what do you mean? You just
what do I mean? What do you mean?
You just contradicted yourself. So because it's called tailbone, you not had a tail.
I proved exactly what my point was, that the nickname of something doesn't tell you that, therefore, that's exactly what it means. As proven by you admitting that you have a tailbone, but no tail.
Because that's what it's called in art. Like, I can't just be like, no, I don't have a tailbone. There's something different. What is it?
And unfortunately, the Big Bang is the nickname that we have. And dumb people misunderstand that, therefore, it was an actual explosion.
Can you explain the Big Bang to us then, Mr. Science Teacher?
The expansion of thing, the expansion of space between things in the universe. That is what happened. The space between things expands.
So if I look it up right now, it's going to tell me that the so-called Big Bang never happened and space just expanded. That's what it's going to tell me?
Space expanding is what the Big Bang is.
Or it's going to say something exploded and created the stars, sun.
It's not going to say exploded.
It's definitely going to
say. JV, what's a source that you would trust? I'll go look it up for you. I'm guessing you don't trust anything. I don't want
to
look something up and then you say, no, you got that from Wikipedia, therefore it's wrong. So I'm asking you.
Come on, science teacher, explain it to us. Because all you just given us one part of the Big Bang theory.
I would happily explain it to you, but you're just going to say, nah. So tell me a source that you would trust.
Come on, bro. You're the science teacher. So enlighten us. What is the Big Bang Theory? No sound in space, no bang. But something blew up. I'm just going off what science said. Like, I'm not saying I'm the smartest guy on the fucking earth. Like,
tell me what your source was, because you just said you got this from science.
A science book? Like, in school? Like, I don't know what the fuck the name of the book is. I ain't been to school in years. But you're the science teacher, so this should be easy for you.
Yes, it is easy.
All right, so explain it.
Okay, here we go. The Big Bang. The Big Bang is a physical theory that describes how the universe expanded from an initial state of high density and temperature. It's not an explosion.
A theory means it hasn't been proven yet, so.
No, a theory means it has been proven. Do atoms exist?
No, it's not.
Do atoms exist?
Gravity is a theory. That means it has not been proven fact or fiction.
Do atoms exist? JV, can you hear me? Do atoms exist? What? You're not even muted. What's going on?
I know I'm not muted. Because that's just a dumb question.
I keep
question.
Asking you a question. Do atoms exist?
That's a dumb question. That's
it's not a dumb question.
That's the dumb question.
Explain to me why it's exist. Dumb. Oh, they do exist?
Yes. Like, I never said they didn't.
Have you ever heard of
what the fuck?
Have you ever heard of
they didn't exist.
Have you ever heard of atomic theory?
No, what's that?
It's the reason we know atoms exist is because of what's called atomic theory. It explains everything we know about atoms. So according to you,
this thing
that's a theory is something that is true.
A theory is not true, bro.
A scientific theory absolutely is something that is true.
No, it's not.
You're thinking hypothesis. Scientific theories are ideas that are collections of countless proven experiments and observations
so then
that
why
carry with them explanatory power. Because, like with the tailbone and the Big Bang, that's just the name that's been given to them. It started in the 1500s or 1600s in France.
What is the definition?
They decided that this word theoretica would be the word that they used to describe bodies of scientific knowledge.
Big Bang was an explosion of the space itself.
Why are we saying that?
Oh, no, I'm reading the comments somebody had put. Big Bang was an explosion of space itself. So they're wrong, too.
It wasn't. Yes, yeah. They are wrong for saying that.
Okay.
And on that Wikipedia thing that I was reading from that describes the Big Bang, if I type in the word explosion, it gives exactly one result. This is the only result, and it's just part of Ernest Rutherford and the Explosion of Atoms. That must be a book or something. I don't know. What is this? Ernest Rutherford and the Explosion of Atoms. Yeah, turns out that's a book. So the word explosion doesn't even occur in this article that is teaching you about what the Big Bang is. So it's not an explosion. Again, just like tailbone, that's just what it's called. You don't have a tail, but you have a tailbone. That's just what it's called. Get over it. What do you want to talk about?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. He said, hey, if there was nothing, what went bang? Yeah, bro, you got to type that better.
Who said nothing?
All right, that's the comments. I don't know, bro. That's what they say.
Well, stop reading comments.
I'm just reading comments, bro.
Okay, well, try to read your own mind and tell me what you want to talk about.
How your pseudoscience is not fact, bro.
I promise that you have no idea what pseudoscience is. Go ahead. Tell us what pseudoscience is. Okay, thank you for admitting it. Pseudoscience. What's different about science? Do you know how science works?
How does science work?
You have no idea?
Nuh-uh.
I promise I will tell you, but I'm really curious as to why you get to declare that scientific ideas that
who
you don't like
could,
are false when you don't even
anything.
Know how science works.
I didn't declare anything. So explain science to us.
You declared that mainstream scientific ideas are false. You doth declare,
yeah, sure.
Good sir.
Well, pseudoscience, not science, not studying
so
of the atoms.
Even though you
studying
have
of the
no
bodies, studying of the rocks, studying of plants, that is science. What you're trying to say is space and all this dumb shit that we can't even go to, and that's what you believe in. You believe that you was a small, insecure, nothing being that was floating in water, that crawled out of water and started walking on 2 feet and then turned into a human. That's what you believe in. And that shit is dumb as fuck because...
Says the guy that knows literally nothing about it.
And you know everything about it. So explain to us how we was just little
buddy,
creatures in the water.
You're doing
that
the equivalent
and
of saying...
Straight
what
up.
What you're doing is the equivalent of saying,
monkeys
look, the problem with the French is they don't have a word for entrepreneur. That's what you're doing.
So, science teacher, give us some science. Give us a science lesson and explain science to us.
Okay, you don't even know, like, in principle how science works. So, let's say...
Exactly. That's why I'm asking you to explain it to us.
Yeah, I know. So, let's say you and I, we see something happen... in nature, outside.
See something like what?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't
it does.
Really matter.
See something
what.
Like what?
Okay, the moon. We look at the moon, and we notice how the moon, sometimes it's a full moon, sometimes it's a crescent moon. Now, what we want to know is, why do it be like that, right? People say, sometimes thing be like what it do, but other times... thing isn't like
don't
be
talk
what
to
it
me
do.
Like that because I don't know what that means.
No, me
so
neither.
Talk regular.
Anyways, so we want to know why the moon sometimes is a full moon, sometimes it's a crescent moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we do is we come up with tests to fit to that can accurately model and test why the moon is doing that. Are you with me so far?
I'm with you.
Okay. So if I say, well, this would be something you would say. So if you say, look, the reason the moon, different parts of the moon light up is because there's bioluminescent phosphorescent brine shrimp that live on its surface and they light up at different in different amounts at different times. That's why it glows. Meanwhile, I will say,
how did you know that?
This is what we're coming up with guesses.
I got you.
I say, I think that the light on the moon is actually just the sunlight hitting it, and we see different parts of it depending on where the sun and moon are in relation to us. So then what we do is we test those ideas. So for example, you don't believe this, but what we could do is we could go to the moon and see if there's brine shrimp there. Turns out there aren't any brine shrimp on the moon. So that idea is thrown out. The other idea, we can build models like an orrery. We can track the position of the sun, moon, and the earth relative to each other. And we can see whether or not predictions that we make in the future come true. That is the spirit of how science works, okay? Now, there are different applications.
And then when your predictions are wrong, then what?
Then you throw them out, like the brine shrimp example.
Okay, and then you do another experience, like what?
Well, if your idea is proven wrong, then you just have to get creative and come up with another explanation for what you think is happening. And sometimes that takes a long time. We didn't know why things burned for a long time. There was an incorrect idea that was popular for a long time called phlogiston theory. And that is now thanks to atomic theory and the principles of chemistry laid out by John Dalton, we now understand why things burn. It's because a chemical transformation happens.
Okay, so now let's get back to the moon and shit, because that the fire thing, I can understand that, but let's get back to the moon shit. So basically what you just said is you just randomly guess until you assume that you have the right idea of how the moon works.
Yeah, but you have to test your idea. If your idea makes predictions, then it's a good scientific idea, because then it can be tested. And so when the tests are proven true every time you do them, you have the best reason you could ever have for assuming that your assumption is true.
But does it make it true?
That's the best we can possibly do. If I hear footsteps outside.
And that's cool. But what you just said is you still don't know, and you just assuming.
That's exactly that right what answer. Knowledge. JV, okay, let me demonstrate to you how this doesn't work the way you're thinking. Right now, my blind is covering my window. Let's say that a minute from now, I start to hear outside my window. What do you think that is?
Just open the blinds and see.
No, we have to make a prediction.
What do you need to do a sign? Why? When you could just open the blinds?
Because I'm demonstrating.
So why would you have to make a prediction?
Because I'm demonstrating something about knowledge to you that you don't understand.
You got it. That was a bad example.
It's not. I haven't even gotten halfway through my example yet.
Why would I have blinds and I hear a noise outside and I sit up there and be like, oh,
why would
wait
a guy that doesn't even know where we're going it's stupid?
Let me scientifically think what I think it is outside instead of just open the blinds and seeing.
It's a hypothetical, dude. Why are you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to give a better example than that.
It's not a bad example.
Example.
I haven't even gotten halfway through my example yet.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
So let's say I hear clippity clops, outside my house, but I can't see what's out there. I need to make a prediction. I'm gonna predict. What would you predict it is?
I would just predict to open the blinds and see.
God, you're so dumb. It's unbelievable. Would you predict that it's a horse?
No.
If you heard. You wouldn't think it's a horse? What would you think it is?
No.
I would
open the blinds and see.
What would you think it is, you fucking numbskull?
I would go to the blinds and use my brain.
What would you guess it? Okay, you're blind for this example. What would a blind person guess?
Open the blinds and see.
You know, the inability to even.
What would a blind person think?
The inability to interact with a hypothetical is a telltale sign of mental disability, just so you know.
I wouldn't.
What would a blind person guess that it is?
What a blind person would think. I'm not blind. So
I know,
know
you're not blind. I'm asking you to guess what a blind person would think.
I don't have the knowledge of what this blind person knows. Or
yes, you do have the knowledge. No, I don't. They hear a sound. God, you're so dumb.
They're blind.
They hear a sound. I didn't say they're deaf. I said they're blind. They can hear the sound. You know everything you need to know. They're blind and they hear. What do you think a blind person would guess is making that sound?
I don't know, bro. They're blind. They can't see. I'm not a mind reader.
Do you think they would guess that it's a horse, or do you think that they would guess that it's a snake?
What?
If they had the option of guessing between horse and snake, which one do you think they would go with?
I don't think they would choose neither.
I don't think you even have one brain cell in your skull. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.